Yeah. Then I just, oh, there's good news.
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what's up or down. Black or white.
Legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into...
The things that this show has called him, this approach is, I guess it's kind of like we're living in the Twilight Zone.
Russia had nothing to do with this episode.
Truth isn't truth.
Jews will not replace us! Jews will not replace us!
I'm down in the basement, making signs out of love. And there's a big time special guest tonight, coming in from above. This town hasn't seen such excitement since John Cena back in 09. That arena is known for its wrestling matches, but tonight we're gonna have ourselves a different kind of good time. And I'm gonna take my mama and her sister Anne Marie, and I hope I'll find a like-minded girl tonight at the Trump rally. Well, I'm gonna take a shower and shave so I look good. Wear my Hillary for prison shirt like a good boy should. Gonna show up there early, watch the motorcade arrive. Gonna grill up some meat in the parking lot. They say the doors will open at 5. Got my picture of Obama, which will burn in effigy. But I hope I'll find a like-minded girl tonight at the Trump rally. Sit behind the man they love to hate and watch him profit about problems I can't contemplate. Oh, sometimes he scares me when he goes on one of those rants. Sometimes I don't know what he's talking about, but it makes them liberals their pants. Oh, it makes them their pants. wanna find a like-minded girl. Oh, I really wanna find a like-minded girl. Yes, I just wanna find a like-minded girl tonight at the Trump rally.
This egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence on many sides.
Shame.
On many sides.
Shame.
It's been going on for a long time in our country.
Shame.
Been going on for a long, long time.
Shame.
We saw Nazi flags and marchers carrying torches. A protester being killed in the wake of neo-Nazis marching in the streets of an American city.
This is from an infamous neo-Nazi website. Quote. Trump comments were good.
Shame.
He said he loves us all. Also refused to answer a question about white nationalists supporting him.
Shame.
No condemnation at all.
On Saturday in Pittsburgh at the Tree of Life Synagogue, a mass shooter murdered 11 worshipers. It was the worst act of violence against Jewish people in U.S. history.
Bang, bang, bang. And then bang, 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 bang.
The rabbi pushed us into a storeroom. The door opens and the shooter walked in, afraid that the next shot I hear will be a bullet in my back. I was more afraid than any other time in my life.
We were still holding our prayer books and wearing our prayer shawls.
And I'm hearing people screaming, and it's seared in my brain. Well, I can't erase that tape.
Naturally, in times like these, our nation looks to its president for comfort and guidance. That's our first mistake. Immediately after the shooting, Trump told reporters how the attack in Pittsburgh could have been prevented. Spoiler alert, it's more guns.
This is a case where if they had an armed guard inside, they might have been able to stop him immediately.
Yes, it's so simple. In fact, why didn't the Jewish people have an armed guard for the last 5,000 years? Moses could have saved a lot of time walking in the desert if Pharaoh knew he was packing. You know what I mean? Okay, back up, Pharaoh.
Now, some people thought Trump should cancel his rally that he had planned for Saturday night, but he explained why he didn't cancel the rally at the rally he should have canceled.
Dick Grasso, a friend of mine, great guy, he headed up the New York Stock Exchange on September 11th, and the New York Stock Exchange was open the following day. He said, and what they had to do to open it, you wouldn't believe. We won't even talk to you about it. But he got that exchange open.
That is an inspiring story, if any of it was true. Because the New York Stock Exchange was closed until September 17th. So, Trump's instinct when addressing a tragedy was to lie about another tragedy. But there was something that almost prevented Trump from holding his rally.
By the way, somebody just said, your hair looks different today. I said, well, I was standing under the wing of Air Force One doing a news conference early this morning, a very unfortunate news conference, and the wind was blowing and the rain, and I was soaking wet, and that's what I ended up with today. And I said, well, at least you know it's mine. And I said, maybe I should cancel this arrangement because I have a bad hair day.
Well, Pittsburgh Mayor Bill Peduto joins us now. Do you want the president to come tomorrow, sir?
I would prefer if he would wait until we've had the opportunity to have all of the funerals.
The White House, at least at a staff level, very much aware of the resistance in the community to the president's visit today.
Yeah, and I'm sure the president is aware of that as well. It's a huge embarrassment for the president of the United States to be going to Pittsburgh this afternoon and to not be greeted by the mayor, to not be greeted by the governor, to not be greeted by the key local officials who are attending to this tragedy in their own city.
And you guys report that they were all invited.
They were invited. And I think the White House wanted them to be there to greet the president. It's important to the president, this president in particular, that he be greeted with respect. He made such a big deal about President Obama going overseas when sometimes the red carpet wasn't rolled out for him. He's now going to Pittsburgh without any carpet at all.
And it looks like his daughter and son-in-law have had to override his circuitry to get him to deliver a statement at all on Saturday. And moments later, hours later, he was back behind the podium at a MAGA rally, trashing a lot of the people who received pipe bombs in the mail last week.
Of course, the tragedy this weekend makes the serial bomber last week seems like a lighthearted story from the Smile File. The FBI caught that guy who did it, Florida maniac Cesar Sayak. This alleged criminal was arrested on Friday morning at an AutoZone car parts shop in Florida.
All the mail bomb targets, and there were 14 as of Friday, had one thing in common. They have been frequent, repeated targets of attack by the President of the United States on Twitter and at his constant political rallies.
Maxine Waters, that's a real beauty.
A very dishonest person, crooked Hillary Clinton.
ISIS is honoring President Obama. He is the founder of ISIS.
Cory Booker, he destroyed what he did. He was so bad.
We call him 1% Biden until Obama took him off the trash heap. He couldn't do anything. Now he's talking about Ron. Tough guy.
CNN's the worst.
Do you ever see when the fake news interviews him and then they try and cut it, but they never... They'll go to a person holding a sign who gets paid by Soros or somebody.
Holder went after Christians. He went after our great evangelicals. He went after the Tea Party people. You know that?
Well, I think Brennan's a very bad guy. And if you look at it, a lot of things happened under his watch. I think he's a very bad person.
President Obama, along with Brennan and Clapper and the whole group that you see on television now, probably getting paid a lot of money by your networks.
Here's what we know about Sayak so far. He's 56 years old. And in the past, he's worked as a DJ and spent much of the past decade living out of his van. There's no way to know for sure if Sayak was a fan of President Trump unless you see him at a Trump rally or posing in a MAGA hat in front of Trump's bus. Or check out his van, which features the world's most MAGA-tastic fan art collage. He might as well have had a bumper sticker that said, if this van's a rockin', it's because I'm making pipe bombs to send to the people pictured on the side of the van. Now, with Sayak's adoration of Trump and the fact that everyone Sayak sent a bomb to was someone that Trump had targeted in his speeches, it's reasonable to ask if the president's racist fear-mongering and declaring so-called enemies of the people in any way encourages violence toward the people he calls enemies. Reporters asked if the president bears any of that responsibility, and here's what Sarah Huckstan said.
The only person responsible for carrying out either of these heinous acts were the individuals who carried them out.
And the president agrees. There's only one place to put the blame.
The fake news media, the true enemy of the people, must stop the open and obvious hostility and report the news accurately and fairly. That will do much to put out the flame, dot, 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 of anger and outrage. And we will then be able to bring all sides together in peace and harmony. Fake news must end. Nothing, okay, the point is, nothing I say influences anyone. But if the news keeps influencing people by saying what I said, I'm just going to say, I told you so.
We were talking about Pittsburgh. We're talking about the mail bombs. What we haven't talked about as much is what happened in Kentucky and that what investigators are looking into down there, a white man who killed two African-Americans in a Kroger, a grocery store that's being looked at as a potential hate crime.
Gregory Bush was captured on a surveillance camera trying to force open the doors of the First Baptist Church of Jeffersontown for several minutes Wednesday before turning his attention instead to the nearby supermarket where he killed Maurice Stallard and Vicki Lee Jones. Armed bystander Ed Harrell confronted Bush in the parking lot outside the grocery store after the killings. This is Harrell's son Steve Zininger speaking with a local NBC affiliate.
So your dad was confronting the shooter?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Did that man say anything, or how did your dad figure out something wasn't right?
He didn't realize it was him till he'd already seen the gun by his side. He said, "Don't shoot me. I won't shoot you." He's like, "Whites don't kill whites."
Whites don't kill whites, Gregory Bush said.
What demonstrable change have you seen in the past year and a half, 2 years?
Well, you know, we've seen a real surge, as I said before, in hate groups. In the immediate aftermath of Mr. Trump's election, we saw a big increase in the number of hate incidents around the country. And sadly, about 40% of them bore Mr. Trump's signature. And what I mean by that is they used his slogan, they used his name, or they used his words about women. And so I don't think there's any question but that there's been a fraying of social norms since Mr. Trump's candidacy.
One bit of Trump rhetoric that has really riled the right lately has been the immigrant caravan that Trump and his friends falsely claim is funded by Jewish billionaire George Soros. The bomber, says Osayak, appeared to be obsessed with Soros, mentioning him dozens of times on one of his Twitter accounts. And the Pittsburgh shooter also reposted several viral comments on a since deactivated social media account about the migrant caravan. One post described the Third World Caravan as a group of approaching invaders. Now, if you're wondering where two fringe lunatics could latch onto the same racist conspiracy theory, I'll give you a hint. It's Fox News.
It's a highly organized, very elaborate, sophisticated operation. I have that from the highest levels of the Guatemalan government. They're investigating those groups criminally, and I strongly urge President Trump and Attorney General Sessions to do the same here. A lot of these folks also have affiliates who are getting money from the Soros-occupied State Department, and that is a very great concern.
Really? The Soros-occupied State Department? It's barely the Pompeo-occupied State Department. But no one understands this caravan issue better than that which was once Lou Dobbs. He even speaks the language.
Our top story tonight, the caravan of mostly Central American immigrants is now in the Mexican city of Oaxaca tonight.
Trump just lies freely. He imbibes conspiracy theories from media outlets like Fox News, and then he spews them to his supporters. For example, after mail bombs were sent to a dozen targets of Trump's rhetoric, including leading Democrats and CNN, prominent conservatives on Twitter and Fox News began floating the theory that the bombs were a so-called false flag meant to help Democrats in the midterm.
Fox Business Network host Lou Dobbs sent out this tweet writing, "Fake news, fake bombs. Who could possibly benefit by so much fakery?"
We cannot rule out that it's a false flag operation.
I feel these are a false flag bombing.
We have the worst right-wing bomb maker in history, or we have a false flag operation.
The fact that these bombs have not gone off is a great indication that I feel these are a false flag bombing.
At the risk of sounding like a far right-wing lunatic, I have to say that I believe that this whole thing was an elaborate hoax.
Of course, the other one is that false flag, and there could be someone in there, some Democrat, that, you know, low-level person, I'm not suggesting anyone on the top, but who just decided, you know what, I'm going to put this out because 2 weeks before a major election, who's going to be look like the bad guy here? The Republicans.
Fascinating.
No! It's not fascinating. It's dangerous. Someone just floated an insane conspiracy theory on a channel watched by millions of people, and you're reacting like Spock after a transporter malfunction.
Fascinating.
Now, Geraldo Rivera, who claimed the bomb's a hoax, did take it back after an arrest was made, tweeting, "Never mind, outsmarted myself in conjuring false flag operation designed to hurt Donald Trump and GOP." That's how dumb Geraldo is. He got outsmarted by Geraldo.
Even after the suspect's motivations were clear, some Trump supporters remained insistent that there was more to this story.
Barack Obama probably sent his to himself, and Hillary Clinton probably sent hers to herself.
So you don't think this guy actually sent these bombs to these officials?
No, probably not.
Why?
They probably had it done. They may have paid him to do it.
What would be the upside of that?
Trying to bring people over to their side.
And against Trump.
Yeah.
Okay, I got it. So Obama flew to Florida, mailed a bomb to himself in Washington, then flew back just in time to avoid it, all to frame this guy. Now, I'm not saying that man's theory doesn't have any holes in it, but at least we can all agree he really outsmarted Geraldo Rivera.
And then there's Lou Dobbs, the Fox Business host who tweeted fake news, fake bombs. Dobbs might be the most unhinged conspiracy theorist on Fox, which is saying a lot, given that Fox also employs this guy. Sean Hannity is what you get if you gave Frankenstein the brain of Alex Jones. Dobbs was one of many prominent conservatives on TV and social media spreading baseless conspiracy theories. And even before the suspect was identified, he was on TV blaming Democrats for violence against Republicans. Although watch as he tries to get through this segment, has trouble reading, and just gives up.
Be sure to vote in our poll tonight. Do you believe it's time for Democratic leaders to denounce acts of violence against Republicans as President Trump targeted Democrats Cast your vote on Twitter at Lou Dobbs.
So this is what the president is consuming all day and then turning around and spewing to his audience. In fact, just hours before an arrest was made in the bombings on Friday, Trump went on Twitter to again attack CNN, which just days earlier had been the target of a mail bomb.
Funny how lowly rated CNN and others can criticize me at will, even blaming me for the current spate of bombs and ridiculously comparing this to September 11th and the Oklahoma City bombing. Yet when I criticize them, they go wild and scream, it's just not presidential.
That's because it's their job to cover you. Your job is to be president. They're two different jobs. You're like a guy who goes in for a checkup and says, funny how the doctor can check my prostate. But if I try to check his, I get arrested.
The president was asked this weekend if, in the wake of the bomb scare directed specifically at his political opponents and CNN, he plans to pull back on all the media bashing.
Well, I think I've been toned down. You want to know the truth? I could really tone it up because, as you know, the media has been extremely unfair to me and to the Republican Party.
Yeah, if you guys stop saying mean things about me, I'll stop inciting angry lunatics to kill you. Deal? Trump also lashed out via Twitter, blaming the media for the recent violence. It's like when a bully punches you with your own fist and says, stop hitting yourself. He wrote, the fake news media is the true enemy of the people. Literally days after the media got sent pipe bombs, he calls the media the enemy of the people. He can't help himself. He has to double down. And all. It's no wonder he bankrupted all those casinos. He doesn't know how to gamble.
Shouldn't you reserve the term enemy for people who are actually the enemy of the United States rather than journalists?
The president's not referencing all media. He's talking about the growing amount of fake news that exists in the country, and the president's calling that out.
May I ask a follow-up?
Sure.
May I ask a follow-up, please? Since you mentioned that, the president said this morning the fake news media, the true enemy of the people, must stop the open and obvious hostility and report the news accurately and fairly. Can you state, for the record, which outlets that you and the president regard as the enemy of the people?
I'm not going to walk through a list, but I think those individuals probably know who they are.
Would that include my outlet, which received the bomb?
I don't think it's necessarily specific to a general, broad generalization of a full outlet. At times, I think there's individuals that the president would be referencing. Jordan.
So you're not going to state for the record then. I mean, if the president is going to say the fake news media are the enemy of the people, and if you're going to stand there and continue to say that there are some journalists, some news outlets in this country that meet that characterization, shouldn't you have the guts, Sarah, to state which outlets, which journalists are the enemy of the people?
Well, I think it's irresponsible of a news organization like yours to blame responsibility of a pipe bomb that was not sent by the president, not just blame the president, but blame members of his administration for those heinous acts. I think that is outrageous, and I think it's irresponsible.
Here are the facts about hate crimes that are rising in the Trump era. FBI data revealing they've rose beginning the day Trump was elected, basically the day after. We saw white supremacists marching in Charlottesville. And this is the reporting around the country.
The NYPD investigating yet another bias crime, this time searching for the person who scrawls swastikas on phone booths along Manhattan's west side.
A Muslim American student says she was targeted because of her faith. A man came up from out of the blue, yanked on her hijab, choking her.
Parents are raising concerns after what appears to be Nazi propaganda sent to printers around the UC Berkeley campus.
The Carrollton couple woke up yesterday to find their gay pride flag torn down and vandalized.
Last night, the president stoked fears of the migrant caravan from Central America by claiming, quote, criminals and unknown Middle Easterners are mixed in. The president later admitted there is no proof of this claim. Yesterday, the Defense Department announced that 5,200 active duty troops, not reservists, active duty troops would deploy to the border with Mexico. That is substantially more manpower than we have currently fighting in Syria.
We just got breaking news this morning. According to Axios, what the president is talking about doing, he hasn't done it yet, is one of these things where he's musing. He will do it because he wants us to talk about it, is to do away with birthright citizenship. That's the idea that if you were born in the United States, you are a citizen of the United States. Let me read you what the 14th Amendment says about this. The 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution says, all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside.
Your
a Harvard lawyer, and as well as being a columnist, a journalist, and editorial writer. At this stage, there's no dispute that this would become a legal fight all the way up to the Supreme Court. And I dare say that even this Supreme Court would not have to wrestle with this.
One would think. The president said a number of things in the clip you played earlier that simply are not correct. That it's ridiculous that we have this rule. It's not ridiculous that we have this rule. This rule is in the Constitution. It is, in fact, the United States is not the only country that has birthright citizenship. Many other countries have birthright citizenship. It is not, he said it's clear you can do this by legislation. It is not clear you can do this by legislation. I'm going to indulge me for 1 second. This is from 1995, Walter Dellinger, Assistant Attorney General. And this is the continuing policy, by the way, of the Department of Justice, unless it's been secretly revoked.
He became a Solicitor General.
And
as
he
well,
became Solicitor
arguing in front
General.
Of the Supreme Court.
This was in response to earlier proposals to have legislation to cancel birthright citizenship. My office grapples with many difficult and close issues of constitutional law. The lawfulness of this bill is not among them. This legislation is unquestionably unconstitutional.
However, we got here, we're here, and where we are is at an unprecedented place in American history. We have never had a president of the United States do what this president is doing. He is stoking a cold civil war in this country, and it has turned hot on the periphery. This man, Bowers, what he said was when he went in, he said, I can't sit by and watch my people get slaughtered. Screw the optics, I'm going in. And he went in to kill Jews, the Jews he believed that were financing the caravan, the invading army, like a panzer division that is threatening the southern border, an army that is racked and riddled with disease. The same type of rhetoric, the same type of propaganda that you would have seen in Germany in 1938, the dehumanization, turning people into infested vermin. What Trump is doing is stoking and inciting, for the purposes of political power, the worst amongst us to take action in his name. We have a situation where, but by for the grace of God, the largest mass assassination attempt in American history was avoided, that targeted amongst them two former presidents of the United States. Every one of those people was a target of Donald Trump's. And this man, a fanatic, was radicalized by Fox News, by talk radio, by a right-wing propaganda machine that is as sophisticated as it has turned deadly.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.